Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to Windy City Queer Cast, show number 502. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Andrew Davis.
And I'm Kate Sawson.
And we are continuing part two. Part two of 2012, the year in review, as we do every year. This time we're going to be focusing on international news. We might slip back into some national stuff as it pertains to international, and also celebrity entertainment, which, you know, Kate's just the
big
pop
ticket
culture queen, so yeah.
I don't know anything.
In 2013, Kate, I'm gonna get you a subscription to Entertainment Weekly. It's the pop celebrity.
I don't know.
And OK Magazine.
I think that's where I'm.
You have an iPad. You can get the iPad application, Entertainment Weekly. I'll get it for you.
There you go.
And then you just get your little nuggets.
You
some people
Hulu.
Like people. You can go to Hulu. Do you watch television? You don't own a TV?
I don't own TV.
Yeah, you're just such
a
good cliche.
I always live under my little news rock.
You're a cliche news reporter.
I know.
All right, well, senior news reporter, Kate, I wanted to get it right this show since last show I gave you a Tracy Bangs title. What are you guys, what's New Year looking like for you all as we flip over this week into 2013?
What's the New Year look like?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? Do you have plans or do you have traditions? Do you make a list of things that you, what do you call those? What do you call those when you write
resolutions.
Your resolutions? Thank you. I obviously don't do it, so I can't remember what they are. I don't want to fail. And I would fail if I set any of them, so I don't want to. You can be practically perfect if you don't set any resolutions.
True.
You know? Halfway through the year, you can be like, wow, I really wanted that to happen this year. Gain 5 pounds, lose 5 pounds, whatever happens. You know, you could say,
I ever says I want to gain 5 pounds.
Some do. Not many. One out of 400.
Yeah.
But do you resolutions? Do you have plans for New Year's Eve?
I stopped doing resolutions a while ago. But
do you do them, Kate?
I don't know.
No, okay. But?
No, I was going to say, but for New Year's Eve, I sometimes go out, but I think this year I'm staying in.
Yeah.
One of the best New Year's Eves I ever had was with a couple friends, and we just sat around eating strawberries and drinking champagne and watching television.
It's like, do any of us know what to do? Well, you're a little young, Kate, but do any of us know what to do without Dick Clark? I mean, I kind of feel like we're all lost. I feel like we're all nomads on that night. I mean, Ryan Seacrest, I mean, we really just can't do that. So it's kind of like, we're just nomads. We all knew what we did when Dick Clark and you only had like 3 television channels. We all knew what we did. You know what I mean? Do you remember that? See, this is what I mean. Kate doesn't even have a television,
we're
so she never even had one.
We're dating ourselves. But
that's okay. Just saying.
I hate New Year's Eve.
You hate New Year's Eve?
I hate it. I always say, like, I'm going to stay in because New Year's is always a failure.
Oh, yeah.
But then
there's
the
so much
minute,
expectation, right? It's supposed to be like this fantastic night.
It's
and it's supposed
not,
to be like
it's always awful. And I always go out and then I'm like, should have just stayed in.
Yeah, do you want me to call you on
I'm
like
gonna
at 4 o'clock on the 31st and just be like.
So one of our former reporters, who's actually the editor of HuffPo Chicago now, Joe Urbantraut,
okay,
lives like literally directly behind me and is having a party. So I'm like, okay.
Maybe you can do that.
Yeah.
You can venture across the street.
Jump across the alley.
Yeah, that's okay.
To go there, yeah.
That might work.
But nothing beats taking a red line.
Oh, dear Lord.
After midnight.
That is hard freaking core.
Although
it's
free. It's 1 cent. It's 1 cent to ride.
Right.
After midnight on
New Year's Eve. The whole night, I think.
Yeah, so you don't drive drunk.
Mm-hmm. Well, our city is just a love, isn't it? You couldn't pay me $100 to be on the red line after midnight on New Year's Eve.
Not bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might have damaged you in some places that were yet to find.
No, talk about that.
So internationally, they always, you know, it always seems like at least, you know, Europe and Western Europe, you know, is kind of leading the charge for SGLBT people often, you know? I mean, even when you get really conservative countries like Spain that are ahead of us, you kind of go, what the heck, you know? What's wrong with us as the United States? But talk about, you know, the top news stories that you saw internationally this year, Andrew.
Well, unfortunately...
You want to start with the positive or the negative?
I'll start with the negative.
Uganda, is that where we're going to start?
Yes, yeah.
I just saw Book of Mormon, and I was like, man, did they just predict the fact that, like, you know, Uganda was going to be the worst place in the world to send sweet little Mormon boys?
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the year, Parliament had considered a lighter version of the bill, you know, that would not assign the death penalty to LGBT individuals, but now it's considering a more severe version that would assign.
So essentially, being gay in Uganda, they are trying to legislate that it means death.
Yes.
And the UN has spoken out against this. I mean, a big news story was Hillary Clinton's speech this past year, you know, for us as LGBT people. It was huge, where she...
Yeah,
really?
Hillary
Talk
has
about
continued,
an ally.
Yeah, she,
holy.
I was going to say, yeah, she's continued to be such an ally to speak out.
She's cleaning up Clinton, you know, Bill's kind of messiness in his term, you know.
I think she should run for president 2016.
Please,
that's a whole
tell
other
me
thing.
I'm quitting my job and going to work for her if she does. Sorry, Tracy. I've already told many people I want that woman to get elected so badly.
I'm putting in my 4 years notice.
Exactly. Exactly. Here you go. And go.
So, yeah, unfortunately, the Parliament is seriously considering it. And I think at first they said a decision would be made by Christmas, but it looks like it's going to be shortly after the new year. So, yeah, that's...
And there's a provision in this bill, too, that I think there's like an aiding and abetting. Sort of like if you know someone is gay, you can also be really harshly punished.
Yeah. I mean, it's like what the Red Scare... communism fear, you know, although we didn't kill anybody, but I mean, you know, it's a witch hunt. I mean, it's
their own McCarthyism.
McCarthyism. Thank you for giving me the, I knew there was a term for it.
No.
I was not born then, so I actually don't know that.
Neither
term.
Was I.
Okay, good for clarifying, Andrew. I let you do that.
I'm old,
Kate wasn't even a Fig Newton of her parents, you know.
Their imagination.
I'm an old person at heart.
You are. You're far older than us.
I know. I'm older than my parents.
Others?
Well, Russia was a bit anti-gay this year.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're scared to speak it, let the singers
get
on stage and dance about it.
Against quote-unquote homosexual propaganda. Moscow passed a bill banning pride parades for the next 100 years.
Just to make sure that everybody that was alive might be dead.
Why would you say 400 years? Like at the end of that?
So 2112, you know.
Yeah, 100 years. Mm-hmm. 100 years, yeah. It's so strange.
And yeah, you mentioned singers, but yeah.
Like Gaga, Madonna.
Madonna, I mean, they were.
Then they had to both go to fisticuffs.
Someone sued Madonna, a group sued Madonna, saying that
because
she traumatized minors by being pro-gay and saying pro-gay things. The lawsuit was thrown out last month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Gaga, they threatened to fine her $50,000 if she had a pro-gay stance while performing, but she went ahead and did it anyway.
And they let it go because Madonna's got thrown out.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I can't imagine Gaga having to pay.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Once again, we pay for a couple of dinners. That's it.
Yep.
It's chump change when you make that much money.
Must be nice having money. But anyway.
That's big money. That's not even money. That's like power. That is power right there.
And then in Canada, there was the whole thing regarding Jenna Talakova.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said that
right. That's a trans Miss Universe?
Yeah, she ran. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she.
I do read the stories I read throughout the year. Sometimes there's some retention still. It's pretty good.
So, yeah, she was originally denied the opportunity to compete because, mm-hmm. yeah, she's transgender. But then she appealed and it was switched. Then she got to compete. Unfortunately, she lost. Uh-huh. But the important thing is that she did get to compete.
Am I wrong? But I'm having this feeling, you know, Canada was so progressive. And, mm-hmm. and you know, when I went to go visit there years ago, 5 or 6 years ago now, you know, they already had, you know, same-sex marriage for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they had so much equality. And it feels like then they've had a little pendulum swing of some more conservatism in that country. I mean, obviously still, you can still get married, but mm-hmm. just that...
There was a whole thing about divorce, too. Mm-hmm. This couple that wasn't married in Canada, I think they married in England or somewhere, or mm-hmm. had a civil unit ceremony in England, tried to divorce, and the government would not let them. So there was a whole to-do about Yeah, I think they were considering an amendment to the Civil Marriage Act in Canada, mm-hmm. which would deal
with
those issues.
And just some more conservative leaders were getting brought in, I think, in some of their other term elections in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Talk to us.
Well, this might fall under what you think about Sandusky, I don't know, but mm-hmm. do you remember Luca Rocco Magnota?
No.
He was the guy.
Probably because I didn't read
He was actually a Canadian gay porn star escort.
Uh-huh.
But he was the one who killed the Chinese student, Lin Jun, and then dismembered him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sent the body parts to members of the Canadian government.
I probably started reading the first sentence of that and went, I can't even go there.
But that was a huge story, too. I mean, all the news outlets were covering. He was mm-hmm. caught in an internet cafe in Germany reading about himself. And so his...
Yeah. Narcissism much, right?
Exactly. Crazy. And his hearing is slated for March, preliminary hearing.
Okay, so that'll be a story we'll see more of in 2013.
Yes, we will definitely be covering it. And I have to talk about the Olympics. I have to mention the Olympics.
Please do, because it was a big Olympics this year.
It was a very big Olympics. I have a problem, though. I mean... Yes, it was we had the most out Olympians ever, but it was still only about 24. Like, if you think about all athletes who compete, it's like, come on, people.
Yeah.
But, yes, we did have at least 24.
I mean, they're still just so worried about that because of endorsements, right? I mean, it just changes everything for them financially. And when you hear stories, you know, even some of the bigger stories that had nothing to do with, you know, gay and lesbian stories, but Gabby Douglas, you know, and mm-hmm. you just hear how the family's on the brink of bankruptcy and things like that, and how significant it is that if they do score a medal and might get an endorsement, you know, money and time that they have invested in families that have, mm-hmm. you know, how much sacrifice that, you know, I think it will be interesting that we will continue to see these athletes come out later in life and you know,
like Johnny Weir did.
Yeah, well,
although he didn't leave much to imagination, but still.
I mean, I think we know they're there, and I don't know.
I
think if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, we don't actually have to call it a duck. You know, I mean, there's many categories of different sports where that could be true, but
yes.
But then definitely some. I mean, the soccer team, just some amazing stories all around. You know, and always exciting for us as an entire world, you know, mm-hmm. to come together and to have.
And the women outperformed the men, mm-hmm. at least in the U.S. Mm-hmm. this Olympics, earned more gold medals than men. So. Yeah.
And no lesbians there, I'm sure.
Oh no.
No lesbians there. I've forgotten that the Olympics were also this year. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know.
So much happened.
And in England.
Yes. So. And you had, you know. The closing ceremonies had George Michael, had, you know, Annie Lennox, who's a gay fave.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah. Elton John, didn't Elton John do something? I didn't see any of the opening and closings.
I Elton John performed, actually.
Maybe he didn't.
I don't have a television.
You can always fall back
there
on that
one. There you
go.
You can clarify that. That's great.
I'm not sure Elton John did.
I'm not sure he did either. But George Michael's a whole lot of gay to be represented. So there you go.
But it was just so spectacular to watch the opening and closing ceremonies.
Yeah. I missed them both this year.
And the competitions, you know, and you think that you can actually compete for like 2 seconds. You're like, oh, maybe I could also do that.
Yeah. I never had that thought.
Oh, okay. I had that thought.
Andrew does. Andrew's a sports lover.
Yeah.
I'm
a sports gay.
You are a sports gay. You're a sporty gay.
So.
Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking that definitely some of the South American countries and Latin countries really had some advances this year, whether it was same-sex marriage. And then
Chile had a politician who elected its first gay
Mexico
politician.
City, right? Was Mexico City this year? No. Mexico City had a story? Drawing a blank. But
you're right about South America. There were definitely some advances made. Argentina, what about Argentina?
Did they have same-sex marriage? Was that the year before? Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
I should stop trying to throw darts at the wall here with my stories. But I remember thinking this year that, like, yay for, you know, Latin.
Although
American
there were some disturbing developments there, too, like the increase in trans-related murders, especially in Brazil. Although Brazil also has the largest pride event in the world. 3 million attended this year in Sao Paulo.
Good Lord, that's a lot of people for anything.
Because we had, 850,000?
Yeah, we're
so
close.
Just multiply that by four.
Yeah. That's incredible. No. That's truly incredible. Yeah, and then, I mean, I think the news story that we'll be watching internationally moving ahead is France, right? I mean, they're kind of with Americans right now. I mean, you know, the freedom fries and the French fries, but I mean, we're fairly similarly aligned here about what's happening with same-sex marriage.
Francois is very, very pro-marriage equality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he has introduced or plans on introducing a same-sex adoption bill. Like, he's very liberal in that sense. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But France is going through a change because you have a lot of people rallying against marriage equality. Because there's that picture of the lesbian couple that kissed at a rally.
Right, absolutely.
They're not,
yes.
Wait, they're not lesbians. They're straight.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they're straight.
Oh, see, Kate, when you read, Andrew, and you don't watch television, the specifics.
I'm pushing up my glasses right now.
I'll get you back on entertainment. Don't worry.
But that's cool. So they're not. But I think it doesn't really matter. It's just the image, right, of these two women kissing. Spawned a revolution.
But it's a great picture.
The musical was called Les Miserables.
You're going to see that, aren't you?
Probably. I haven't seen it yet. Well, I mean, it's definitely, you know, looking ahead, we'll look at that story and, you know, see what happens in France as we continue to also look at what's happening, you know, here in our own country with same-sex marriage. We're going to take a quick break because news continues to happen, and so you've got news that's happening right now this week that we'll be bringing to you. Kirk and I are going to bring you that, what's going on in the world of entertainment. Still lots of theater and things to see, and hopefully Richard Knight Jr. will get back with us and get off his world tour of Scrooge and Marley and tell us what he thinks of some of these big Oscar-contending movies coming out here at the end of the year. And then we'll be back with entertainment in the year that was 2012.
I'm Kurt Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals unanimously upheld the state's law granting domestic partnership protections to same-sex couples, saying registries do not conflict with the state's ban on gay marriage and civil unions. Opponents of the registry sued in an attempt to stop the state from extending benefits to same-sex couples. However, the Madison-based District 4 Court of Appeals sided with a Dane County judge and found the registries do not violate the state constitution.
The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily delayed the start date of a new California law that aims to protect LGBT youth from counselors who practice reparative therapy. The new law was set to take effect on January 1, 2013. However, the court must first hear an appeal from an anti-LGBT organization.
Male model Renato Seabra, 23, received a sentence of 25 years to life for the 2011 slaying of his lover, 55-year-old Carlos Castro. In Manhattan Supreme Court, Judge Daniel P. Fitzgerald called the murder a chilling example of the manifestation of man's inhumanity to man before handing down the sentence. During a two-month-long case, the defense argued that Seabra was insane when he strangled, beat, and castrated Castro.
Charges against gay activist Dan Choi regarding a 2011 protest against a pipeline at the White House have been dismissed. Moreover, a restraining order barring him from the White House grounds has been lifted. Another case against Choi, stemming from a Don't Ask, Don't Tell protest at the White House in 2010, is still pending in federal court.
Marriage equality activist Richard Adams died December 17th in Los Angeles at the age of 65. Adams is survived by Tony Sullivan, his partner of 43 years. Adams and Sullivan met at a Los Angeles gay bar in 1971 and made history in 1975 when they were granted a marriage license, but they futilely fought for the right to be recognized.
South Florida's PBS affiliate will honor the 30th anniversary of the election of Richard Hayman, the first openly gay mayor in the United States, by airing a documentary on his life entitled The Newcomer. The 2010 documentary shows how Hayman made Key West, Florida into a gay mecca. Hayman, who became mayor in 1983, died of AIDS-related pneumonia in 1994.
Retiring U.S. Rep. Barney Frank, the first out gay congressman in United States history, has not ruled out temporarily replacing John Kerry as a senator from Massachusetts, should Kerry be appointed Secretary of State. Kerry's current Senate term does not end until 2014, so should he vacate the office, Governor Deval Patrick, who attended Frank's recent wedding, would choose Kerry's successor. Frank, a congressman for more than 30 years, has pointed out that while his name is being floated, no one has asked him.
Terrell Smith, a young gay man from Gary, Indiana, who was active in Chicago's LGBT organizing community, died December 16th after he was gunned down in Gary, Indiana. Smith was 25 years old and died after suffering two gunshot wounds. Smith had been a member of Chicago-based LGBT organization National Youth Pride Services.
The number of people who have signed a petition to the White House asking for it to label the notorious Westboro Baptist Church a hate group is approaching 300,000. The petition, aimed at the Kansas Church, known for picketing military funerals and other events with signs declaring God hates fags, is believed to be the most popular cause ever on the White House's We the People petition site. The church has picketed the funerals of military members killed in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as ceremonies for victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre.
CNN talk show host Piers Morgan has stirred controversy again by calling for an amendment to the Bible to allow for same-sex marriage. While interviewing Reverend Rick Warren, Morgan said both the Bible and the Constitution were well-intentioned, but they are basically inherently flawed, hence the need to amend it. Several thousand people have already signed an online petition asking that Morgan be deported because of his stance on gun control.
In world news, in Brazil, a Sao Paulo court ordered on December 20th that notaries should begin offering marriage licenses to same-sex couples without a judge's approval. The decision, after the Brazilian Supreme Federal Court ruled in May 2011 that gays and lesbians can enter into civil unions. In January, Alagoas became the first Brazilian state to extend marriage to same-sex couples without judicial approval. Bahia followed suit in November.
Mexico has reportedly become the first country in the Eastern Hemisphere to allow gay people to donate blood, ending a 20-year ban on gay blood donations. Under new law, the only people banned from donating blood would be HIV-positive individuals or their partners, people with hepatitis, and people who engage in risky sexual practices regardless of their sexual identity.
Uruguay's Senate unanimously voted to postpone a vote on a marriage equality bill until its next session in April. The measure aims to modify approximately 20 articles of the civil code, including allowing parents, regardless of sexual orientation, to decide whose surname comes first when naming their children. The lower house approved the bill December 11th by a vote of 81-6.
A majority of British voters support the government's plans to legalize same-sex marriage, perhaps as early as next year. According to a poll by The Guardian, 62% of respondents support legalizing gay nuptials, while 31% remain opposed.
In entertainment news, ABC News weather editor slash Good Morning America anchor Sam Champion and partner Ruben Robierb wed in an intimate ceremony at Champion's New York City apartment December 21st. New York State Supreme Court Justice George J. Silver conducted the ceremony. Robin Roberts also played a part in the nuptials, reading an Elizabeth Barrett Browning poem. The couple will hold a second celebration at a New Year's Eve party in Miami, Robierb's hometown.
The Fox show So You Think You Can Dance has been renewed for a 10th season. Auditions for season 10 begin in January in Austin, Texas, and continue across the U.S.
Project Runway will throw in a couple of twists when it returns January 24th on Lifetime. The 16 designers find out they will compete in the series' first ever team challenge. The contestants must work together for every challenge while ensuring their own garments stand out on the runway. There will also be new judge Zach Posen replacing Michael Kors. In addition, guest judges will include Bette Midler, Joan and Melissa Rivers, John Legend, and Susan Sarandon.
Reality star and Skinny Girl creator Bethany Frankel and husband Jason Hoppe have separated. The couple has been married almost 3 years.
Scissor Sisters lead singer Jake Shears is on a new record by the rock band Queens of the Stone Age. The out Shears originally tweeted he was doing something insanely cool with some fierce Queens and followed up with a picture of him with the band. Queens frontman Josh Homme appeared in a promo clip for the Scissor Sisters' Magic Hour earlier this year.
David Geffen, the openly gay individual who has produced records for musicians such as Bob Dylan and John Lennon, donated $100 million to the UCLA Medical School Scholarship Fund. The money will cover the cost of medical school for 30 incoming students. UCLA's medical school had been named after Geffen after he donated $200 million in 2002.
Lady Gaga is making a documentary. Photographer Terry Richardson will be making a documentary about her life and the production of her fourth album that will be released in 2013.
Mickey Rourke was treated to a gay bar crawl around London as part of his preparations to play Welsh rugby star Gareth Thomas in an upcoming biopic. The currently untitled film will document Thomas's career and his place in history as the first high-profile rugby player to come out of the closet.
Jay Leno of The Tonight Show recently assisted a gay couple who said they have no taste or fashion sense by decorating their home, giving them a stolen Christmas tree and covering their front lawn with fake snow. They then constructed snowmen, with the couple making a snowman with a defined six-pack and chiseled butt. Lastly, they all visited a Chick-fil-A and hurled snowballs at it.
And Glee and American Horror Story producer Ryan Murphy, who's openly gay, has become a father for the first time. Murphy welcomed a son, Logan Phineas Miller Murphy, with husband David Miller on Christmas Eve.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, this is Pearman speaking. Fasten your seatbelts, frequent flyers. You're flying the Windy City Queercast.
Hello, everyone. This is Catherine wishing you a happy, happy new year. I want you all, now listen to me very carefully, children. I want you to be careful about drinking. On New Year's, I'm not saying don't go have a couple of cocktails, because I'll tell you something. Back in 1954, I was at Debbie Reynolds' New Year's Eve party. And the only thing I remember is waking up naked next to Liza Minnelli's breasts. And let me tell you, her areolas filled my entire face. So if you don't want to wake up naked next to Liza Minnelli's areolas, then you don't want to get that loaded. But have a happy and safe New Year. You don't want to hit anybody on the road or sit on a Christmas tree. I'll tell you something else. I remember back in the 60s, when I didn't used to wear a brassiere, I went to John Candy's mother's party. It was a pool party that she had in Hollywood, California. And she invited all these Saturday Night Live people, Gilda Radner and Chevron Chase and all those people. And I was sitting there and I said to myself, so don't ever sit on a Christmas tree. That's what that meant. Have a wonderful New Year. And remember to drive safely and love each other and look forward to something exciting happen to you. Like Joan Crawford always used to say to me, Katie, why do you stuff a banana in your pants? Happy New Year.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 1st, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The holiday classic returns, now in its 36th year. Black Ensemble Theater presents Jackie Taylor's The Other Cinderella, playing now through January 13th at Black Ensemble Theater, 4450 North Clark Street. Everyone is welcome in the Kingdom of Other. So visit blackensembletheater.org and order your tickets today for The Other Cinderella. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Anyone out there? Bueller? Bueller, post a comment at windycityqueercast.com.
So we saved kind of, I think, the dishiest and the gayest for last. But the world of celebrity and entertainment is definitely interesting to many a GLBT person. We've seen the demise of, you know, some of our most visible, oh, not demise, but let's just say some of our more visible gays, Anderson Cooper and Rosie, were both given shows and now both don't have shows by, you know, within almost
took out
a
the
year.
Hook. Yes.
But, does that mean that Ellen is the only gay who can kind of survive on TV as a talk show host? Because Rosie was here, she was a part of us, she was in our community, and...
I don't think
here
Ellen's the only one who can survive. She's the only one who is surviving currently, I think. But
I think we want Anderson. I don't actually want to hear about all of Anderson's phobias and crazy upbringing. I mean, he's so good.
I think we need a Graham Norton
news
on this side of the pond.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love Graham Norton. You don't know who
that
is.
Oh, my goodness. His shows. I watch his shows usually on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he gets people to say things they never would normally say anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. He'll be the edgier Ellen, you know, if we ever got somebody like him. But yeah, I just think that, it wasn't a fit for either of those two people who continue to be really good allies for us. And Anderson is a great representation there, you know, in the
and his
mainstream
coming out
news.
Was,
and his,
was,
that was a huge story this year, right? I mean, not that we all didn't know it, but just...
Right.
But just to finally say it, you know, once again, we said, like, President Obama finally said it, and it just now is in the consciousness. But then Rosie had health issues, too, was supposed to get married, then wasn't
it. Was an eventful year for Rosie, yeah. She, well, you mentioned the show being yanked off the Oprah Winfrey Network after 5 months. But, yeah,
that was being filmed here. I mean, that was here in Chicago. So, I mean, she had moved into kind of our community. When I said that, I meant not GLBT. I meant Chicago GLBT and Chicago community. I definitely was coming out and about.
She was at Sidetrack and off the, some of the other, which is a local
And hanging nice out in spot. Boys Town, handing out big candy bars for Halloween, and, you know, and kind of just being...
I get a candy bar.
I didn't know that.
You're not a child. You're an old person, Kate.
But, yeah, she had a heart attack, which she said the doctor had diagnosed as a widowmaker.
Yeah.
So she was very fortunate to survive. And then she also got married this year.
Yeah.
To Michelle Rounce, who had her own health battles.
Mm-hmm.
She was dealing with some tumors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very eventful year for, I mean, mm-hmm. even for Rosie. That was an eventful year.
Very eventful year. And it sounds like she's doing better now.
But, yeah, you mentioned Anderson Cooper earlier. He was one of, you know, several people who came out this year.
Who else came out?
Matt Bomer from White Collar.
Yeah. Magic,
Magic Mike.
He could do enough in Magic Mike, according to all the gay men I know.
I will withhold my review of Magic Mike.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did see it a couple weeks ago, actually, on DVD. Even Christy McNichol, and this dates me,
yeah.
might date you, too. I don't know.
Little Darlings. Come on. Holy shikey.
Little Darlings, the show Empty Nest and Family. Yeah, I remember her from all those. Yeah, she came out earlier this year.
Like, we all knew that, too.
Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, finally came out.
Came out. Some people know him as, yeah, from that show. He's the genius Sheldon, the mm-hmm. socially awkward genius.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean, I think, is going to go down as a huge story that is still writing itself. I mean, it's kind of like he's on a story that is mid-2012 to mid-2013, yeah. and we'll see Grammy night what that story is. But, you know, I mean, just... pioneering 24-year-old, courageous, talented man, you know, mm-hmm. In this hip-hop R&B world.
He said it felt like a weight.
Oh, I can only imagine. The artistry now that he can create, not having that weight on him, and mm-hmm. the life, I feel so excited for him. And I don't even know him. I didn't even know who he was when he came out.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
mean?
Think anyone did.
And some people did, you know, but I didn't know who he was.
And
it's a big story.
Well, I mean, but yeah, a few people knew him, but... But yeah, he came out with this brilliant album, Channel Orange,
mm-hmm.
and
he's up for all these Grammy
awards. And he really took a risk though by coming out, because especially being
right
in the African
album.
American community,
yeah.
being a musician is like
in hip hop.
Wow.
R&B. Yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, there was a chance that his album would have gone nowhere, but it was critically praised,
mm-hmm.
commercially successful. So mm-hmm. yeah, I thought that was really cool. And also, who else was I going to mention? Well, Frenchie Davis, who was on American
mm-hmm.
Idol.
Mm-hmm.
She came out. And I don't know if anyone knows who Diana King is. I wrote her down, but
oh, yeah.
she had that song,
yeah.
yeah, Say a Little Prayer. She mm-hmm. remade that as a dance hit, I think, in the
mm-hmm.
90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she came out of the closet. So you had quite a few people who
mm-hmm.
came out.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a good year. And again, this will date me. But it wasn't a good year if you were a fan of Welcome Back, Kotter. And the reason is because
yeah.
it only had like 5 or 6 cast members, but 2 of them died.
Yep.
Robert Hedges, who played Juan Epstein.
Yep.
And Ron Polillo, who played Arnold Horseshack and who it turned out was gay.
Yep.
He had a partner of 41 years,
yep.
which means he had this partner while he was on the show.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about Welcome Back, Kotter yesterday because we have all these really funny sayings that me and my ex, we always say.
Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah, we always do, you know, hey.
I'm trying to think,
Benny Barbarino, you know, is horrible, you know. We have all these kind of like things.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Nose with a rubber hose, you know. Like, I mean, it's just old school. It's so good. We need to get you on a computer watching some old Welcome Back, Kotter.
You know, I have probably seen every episode.
Good girl. You are totally an old man.
Make
it's an
night.
Old school kind of mentality.
Wow.
I like it.
You mm-hmm. just floored me. It's a good thing I'm sitting down.
There you go. It's awesome. I'm trying to teach the young people about Welcome Back, Kotter. It's a tutorial that needs to happen.
But
it's a very bad year. And then John Travolta had a horrible year. Horrible.
And then there was that. There's a whole collaboration with Olivia Newton-John. But before that, there was several. Yeah, massage.
Let's not diss my ONJ. Let's just talk about John Travolta and his own. Bless his heart. I mean, I just get so Southern with him. I'm just like, bless his heart. He's controversial because I know people are pissed and blah, blah, blah. But I just, I feel like my character in Scrooge and Marley. It breaks my heart, his story. If he's gay. And I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not.
Okay.
But if he's gay,
mm-hmm.
it breaks my heart. you know, to be of that era, of that time, of that age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is not a Frank Ocean. He is not, you know, he's not even a 30-something, you know,
right.
man who could be, okay, this is going to be a struggle and a choice and I'm a boomer. But, I mean, just to truly be that big of a star and to be that terrified, you know, and that entrapped to let people see him. And I'm sure he is a kind, sweet man. I mean, you know, I really think that unfortunately good people just absolutely tormented by that much fear, you know, of people knowing who you are and what you are. It just breaks my heart. I mean, his stories just break my heart. I don't know what that story will one day get written. The truth, probably. But it has been tried to be written, and it has gotten...
And
that's been
many,
the story this
how
year.
How many massage therapists?
I don't even know.
Was it three or four?
It's been a lot.
And on a related note, Kevin Clash, the guy who played Elmo again, yeah he has his own situation.
Menagerie.
Yes, exactly. And he resigned from the show.
Yeah.
In the wake of all of these guys coming forth. So,
I mean, it's just so horrible to have to live a lie. You know, it's just, it's, I think it's worse than, mm-hmm. it's worse than any illness. It's worse than any, it's a chronic thing to have to live with a lie like that. And I definitely know people who are not out and, you know, and maybe many listeners do. And I actually have known since the days of being on Lesbian Gay Radio that listening to a podcast or listening to the radio was a very safe way for mm-hmm. closeted GLBT people to get information.
Yep.
And I never understood that, but like picking up Windy City Times is something people actually can see or catch, or if you have it in your house or if you have it in your car or if you have it on your person, it outs you. But, you know, radio and talk and now podcasts, you know, they're air, they evaporate. And, yeah. So I've always felt like it's something that I have a connection to closeted people because I heard from so many of them in my early days in radio, you know?
Yeah.
It makes my heart hurt, and I want some of these things to change in the world and in our small communities and in the United States so that more people can come out, you know? And the best thing we can all do is just be out.
Yes.
You know, those of us
Absolutely.
Who feel strong enough or capable enough of coming out to come out.
But each person's journey is different.
Every person's
obviously.
Journey is different.
There's another big coming out that we haven't mentioned, and that's Sally Ride was the big one this year.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody about Sally Ride, because she was astronaut extraordinaire.
Astronaut extraordinaire, yeah. She came out... It was in her obituary.
It was.
I think it just referenced her partner.
Yeah. I don't know. She... ever mentioned it herself. But
no.
It did come out, yeah,
after her
death.
Her death, and then I think her sister confirmed it.
Yeah. And her claim to fame, she was the first woman? Was she the first woman in space?
I think she was the first woman in space. It was 1984.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a huge story. That's right. Very good,
And you
Kate.
Still weren't even alive then.
That's good.
No.
It's cute. Cute how young our old Kate is.
I know.
But other big news stories?
On a much different note, I would say it was the year of the woman, entertainment-wise.
Mm.
I mean, you had Adele, who just dominated across the board.
Yep.
I mean, she's won all these awards. Her latest album, 21, I think was certified Diamond recently,
mm-hmm.
which means it sold 10 million copies, which... hardly ever happens anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, she definitely is the female vocalist of the year,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even artist, recording artist of the past year. Now, she did not tour much, you know, she struggled
right.
with a lot of that and plus was pregnant and now
mm-hmm.
had her baby. But, you know, we still had the Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, I mean, Katy Perry, those three women all just earning huge numbers. In terms of touring numbers. And Madonna.
I was going to say Madonna was the top. Yeah, she had
globally.
The top tour. She's well, in the U.S., yeah. she sold out all 72 of her shows.
Mm-hmm.
And she made $200+ million, which...
Crazy. Well, and you know what else is enormous? Is it's the year of Barbara Streisand having another decade where she puts out
she
an album.
She turned 70 this year.
She is in a movie now
she's
again.
She's in the movie The Guilt Trip with Seth Rogen. Yeah, like you said,
and
she put
Release
out an
Me,
album.
The CD, the tour, the movie. She's having a The phoenix rises again.
She will
always
live forever, I think.
Absolutely.
And then, interestingly, we were talking about politics, of course, because we had elections this year. Stars really came out, mostly in support of Obama. But, you know, for the elections, George Clooney hosted a fundraiser. Sarah Jessica Parker and Anna Wintour jointly hosted one, you know. So sometimes I wonder about that, the whole celebrity-politician connection. But, I mean, I can see how it would benefit the politician. But.
Well, I think people are just interested in what celebrities do, what they wear, who they're dating, what they're, everybody but Kate, what they do, what they wear.
Vaguely interested.
You're vaguely interested. You know, and interestingly enough, you know, it it doesn't end with politics. You know, I mean, I think unfortunately people want to know how to think, what to wear, what to buy, what to do, and they look to celebrities in which to do that.
And your girl Honey Boo Boo made it big this year.
Hey, you know, I've never watched Honey Boo Boo ever.
You've never seen
it? I've never seen it. This year has been my foray into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's the only Housewives that I entertain, but I do entertain them once a week.
I've seen Honey Boo Boo.
Well, see,
put that out
you
there.
Have seen Honey Boo Boo.
Finally, I looked her up on YouTube because. Mostly because Andrew just referenced her.
There you go. I have not seen the Honey Boo Boo, but I know gays everywhere. And I would imagine gay men everywhere are loving the little One Direction cutie patooties as well. And they're quite lesbo, like the Justin Bieber, too. So they give some fashion trends to all the young, trendy 20-something lesbos.
On the other end from Honey Boo Boo, I would say it's Downton Abbey.
That is so fantastic. So and it's premiering season 3 here in January.
Yes, with Shirley MacLaine. And Shirley MacLaine and Maggie Smith are going to face off.
It's going to be like Dynasty in the old good days. Or like, I don't know, there's going to be some great catfights. British stuff.
I love that show.
Downton Abbey.
I watched Downton Abbey.
There you go.
I saw a marathon, PBS aired a marathon this weekend of seasons 1 and 2.
Yep.
I did not leave my television
Had you
set.
Seen it before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this wasn't your first go.
I re-saw the first season.
Yeah, my boyfriend's like starting to watch it, and he's like, oh, well, you've seen this. We could turn on something else. I'm like, no, it's okay. We'll just
there you go.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
And then I think we need to conclude with some people who passed away. Some very famous people.
Okay.
Donna Summer.
Yeah, man. I just, that was big for me. That was big for me because I would say if you said who was the most influential singer of your childhood, for me, Amy, it was Donna Summer. And I would say probably throughout the entire time of my life, I have probably at least every other week listened to the entire Donna Summer Greatest Hits all the way through. I mean, like, it was my workout album for a while, so, I mean, it is synonymous.
Do you have a favorite song?
I can't. Okay. Like, I mean,
no,
Heaven
I
Knows.
I can understand. That's
Love Love You, Baby.
MacArthur Park. Someone's going to have to explain the lyrics to me one day.
It doesn't matter.
Leaving the cake out in the rain. I don't get it.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I mean, you know, Bad Girls and Hot Stuff remind me of very particular summers. You know, I don't know. I love so much about her. And when she died, you know, she was such a connection for me and my brother, too. And I called my brother, like, the second I heard it. And I was... You know, that was devastating.
Yeah, it really was.
And devastating from, I mean, I think that and Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
I was backstage at my show doing Enron, and I somehow got a text from somebody, and then we all started getting on our phones. We were between shows. It was a two-show day. And
I was hoping it was a hoax. I was so hoping it was
a hoax. It didn't surprise me. It was unfortunately
no.
one of those things where I went, you know, after Michael Jackson and then with her, it just felt like, okay, you know, that was coming. And unfortunately, I worry that, you know, Lindsay Lohan is going to be another one of those people that we're going to hear and we're going to just go, okay, I
she has me very concerned.
They you know, equations add up, you know, A plus B equals C. So, but yes, very sad. But Donna Summer was... enormous for me and Donna and Whitney. Whitney for the world, I mean, yeah. I think, on a huge level, too.
Yes, and her poor daughter. Let's pray for her. Also, Marvin Hamlisch.
Yeah, the composer of A Chorus Line and most Barbra Streisand hits and The Way We Were. And amazing, amazing performer.
Then you had other people like Etta James. Gore Vidal.
Gore Vidal, right.
Maurice Sendak, Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
Look, you okay, Kate?
No.
Does that make you sad? No.
He's so funny.
I love that boy.
I didn't know he was gay, you know, until he died. He was another one too, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a documentary about him. Mm-hmm. It's short. Mm-hmm. Spike Jonze made. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Spike Jonze.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. And even Sherman Hemsley from the Jeffersons, George Jefferson.
Right.
Which, I mean, there are a lot of gay rumors about him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there were a lot of gay fans of the Jeffersons.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Watching. So, yeah, those are, and oh, I'm sorry, growing up on Soul Train, Don Cornelius, have to give him a shout out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It was like American Bandstand.
And Soul Train
right after, and then you'd wait for Saturday night. Was it Saturday night or Friday night? Watch Solid Gold, you know. So.
Oh my goodness!
Once again, what do we all do?
The Solid Gold dancers.
Solid Gold dancers. Marilyn McCoo. She's still here with us, I believe.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, you know, a big year of loss and some voices, particularly. And when I say voices, mm-hmm. even Gore Vidal to me is just like, and Marvin Hamlisch. I mean, these are powerful voices that are.
Although Gore Vidal is very interesting because he once said he didn't believe in homosexual people, he believed in homosexual acts.
Yeah. Well, once again, the generation.
Yeah.
They very much have that dividing line, you know?
Yeah.
I was speaking earlier of John Travolta, I think that's a similar line, you know? Of how people compartmentalized and box things, that this new generation, to me, you know, teens and 20s, are removing boxes.
Yes.
You know, they're just removing labels,
absolutely.
Removing boxes, removing, and I think we're moving more toward that kind of community and time for the world. And I think that is terrifying to some people. It's terrifying. It's terrifying, terrifying. And I think that's the biggest thing. That I don't understand how to think or feel about something if I don't understand its label and its box. And
because the term queer, for example, older people hate it.
Yep.
Hate it.
Yep. Yeah. And I think there may come a time where that word will evolve and mm-hmm. our own queer community will not like it, you know? I mean, I think words and language changes and evolves. I mean, that's one thing we know to be true. And I think, you know, we will. And I think for any of us who are even GLBT and openly so, there are times where we're like, I don't feel like I fit in here or mm-hmm. this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've always felt that, you know? And I'm sure that's just a very universal story.
You've always felt like you don't fit in?
I always have felt like I don't fit in the lesbian community. And then what was projected back to me was, you know, that you're not lesbian enough or you don't fit in the lesbian community. And to me, it's just, well, who do I know I identify with that I love and who, you know, my sexual orientation is lesbian,
mm-hmm.
but I don't always identify with the community. You know, I've always had so many gay male friends, or maybe it's growing up in the theater, or maybe it's being so femme identified. I don't even identify with femme because it's just me. You know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like, how does yeah. one define your expression or your expression of yourself? So I think we went through that period, right? I think the 70s and 80s and even 90s took us through these periods of really having to go, this is who we are, this is what the community is, this mm-hmm. is what the community looks like. And now this younger generation that's really compelling to me,
mm-hmm.
You know, started seeing in the late 90s them busting out of that. And it's like, well, what bathroom am I going to use? Or, you know, how do I identify myself? Or it's not anymore just like I want a gay straight alliance in
right.
my school, or I want to go to the prom with my... It's beyond, you know, it goes into gender and expression, and sexuality is just a part of one of those factions as opposed to the whole kit and caboodle, you know?
I hope the bathroom issue is something that people take up seriously next year.
Yeah. I think it's an issue that's been continually talked about for a decade now, and who knows when that issue will.
I would love to be able to go to public restrooms without being stopped.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, it's a whole new horizon. 2013 is my favorite number, so I think it's going to be a powerful
year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I love the number 13. I think it's a powerful number. I don't know. I need to ask Cleo about some numerology around
mm-hmm.
that. She'll probably
Does
know.
Does she specialize in that? Does she do?
No, but I just am going to assume she's a guru of all things that I might ask her. So Cleo, take stock. Get ready. Well, guys, thank you so much for reporting the news all year long, being so diligent about it. Sometimes it's unpopular, I know, to be in your positions, the positions that both of you are here locally, and there are probably other people who do what you do in other communities, and it's it's not always popular to just try to present the news, ask questions, and find out the stories, and thank you for doing that diligently for our community, and thanks for coming on and spending a couple of shows with me and all of us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. So 2013, make those resolutions, find out where you're going to be. Please be safe if you're on the one penny L. You might see Kate, but I think she's just going to hop across the alley. And I hope you all have a wonderful, happy new year. Thanks for spending a part of it with us here just an hour this week. And coming up, Ms. Cleo is going to take us into 2013 with a bang, I do believe. The fireworks will go off and she will tell us all what she thinks we have in store in the year ahead. So let's say sayonara to 2012. It was a good year, interesting year, a year of growth, and move forward, right?
Yes, push boundaries.
Push boundaries, and we'll continue to tell the stories as long as you all are listening. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.